Hello.
Hello, Claire. I think you're clipping a bit, are you?
Am I?
Is there a
As in I'm too loud?
Give me a hello again.
Hello.
Hello.
I did it much more reasoned that time.
No, you're way quieter though.
Hello.
Pop yourself up. Is there? There should be a compressor on that.
I have no idea. You're the sound man.
Could just be your gravelly voice.
Yeah. How about I won't shout this time? Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for reaching out.
Thank you.
And coming on the podcast.
Yes, I'm here to tell my story.
Yeah, I can't wait. And this is very exciting. I don't know if you know this, and I didn't want to say it to you, but I haven't been doing the Storytime Podcast for ages.
You know what, Claire? I don't follow anyone on social media anymore.
Like, oh, I didn't want to say it though, because I was like, actually, this is a great way to get it restarted
with
a returning guest.
I noticed because you hadn't popped up on my feed.
Sure, you had.
Yeah. I don't use Instagram anymore, by the way.
I'm sure in the dry videos, I only watch the ones I'm in. So I totally get it.
Go. But it's funny because I was like, even though I was talking to like Tom, and I was like, is he still doing that fucking podcast? Can I curse, by the way?
Yeah, you can curse all you want.
Fudge.
So catch everyone up, I guess, before you get into your specific stories you want to share. What have you been doing? Where have you been at?
So I moved over to London last year. I was in Bristol for 2 months, partying my ass off, couldn't get work, and then I got a job in London. So yeah, it's great. I'm working as a lecturer in music production in a lovely college up in Tottenham.
Nice.
They're teaching the youth how to make drum and bass.
Very good. I'm also lecturing as well.
Oh yeah.
Yes. That's very exciting.
Well done. Great for you.
We should go for coffee together and just talk about lecturing.
Aren't we great? Aren't we fantastic?
Well, you know what they say, those who can't do, teach.
And those who can't teach, lecture. That's great. We're having fun.
But you've been gigging as well and stuff.
Yeah, it's been weird because it's like as soon as I moved, I feel like I was getting way more bookings here, which is really infuriating of Irish people. Yeah. Have you ever heard of tall puppy syndrome?
No.
So tall puppy syndrome was explained to me by someone on the Troy channel. I can't remember who. And they were saying it's when like if a big dog jumps over to you, you get scared of it. And then you're like, oh, no, it's just a puppy. You know, so you kind of have to be like nice to it still, right? So I think when you moved to London to get work, because I can't afford to live in Dublin, then it's like, I think people are like, oh, he's moving over because he's a big DJ. You know? And I'm like, yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well,
killing it, mate.
Fuck me.
And then I'm on like the tube every hour like in the morning for like an hour and a half. I'm like, oh, this is a tough fucking gig.
Oh, God, that's funny. Yeah. And then you were flying over back here to do stuff then?
Yeah, pretty much most weekends I'm back. I was back this weekend for my birthday, which is great.
Oh, happy birthday. Did not know that.
No one was around. None of my family were around. So I just celebrated on my own with my dog.
Oh,
I'm out of focus.
A little bit.
I think I just naturally look a bit out of focus, to be honest with you.
Maybe
just
that's it.
Yeah. It's just all the beard hair. It's just pixels. It's like, I never look like... People generally look 4K. I look like 720.
Nice.
You know, yeah. Especially in the mornings. I need to rebuffer. I need to reset. But yeah, it's a weird one because it's I've kind of like taken a bit of a break from like gigging as such or just like taking any gigs, I suppose. And I'm not making like any money out of it. So it's like it's just costing me so much to do. But yeah, we've got a few good ones coming up, which I'm excited for. Just did a lecture picnic, which was great crack. So much fun. Yeah, I do that granny's gaff thing where I dress up like a total scumbag and I play like just Bass Hunter and Scooter and all that stuff and I go like F Berlin and like, oh, I can go fuck Berlin, like fuck techno, fuck those hipster cons and all this stuff. Like, and it's funny because for the first half an hour every single year, people are like, this guy's like a psycho. What's going on here? Like, he's obviously psychotic. And then the joke kicks in. And people realize what's going on. And then they're like, oh, okay, this guy's obviously taking the piss. Because I'm like, I've got 4 pills with my arse. I slav squat. You know what slav squatting is?
No.
It's when you, I could do it, but I'm not going to because I slav squatted for 4 hours at a lecture picnic and now I can't do it anymore. It's when you basically squat really low and smoke a cigarette. Like a, you know, Slavic guy, like in Adidas tracksuits.
I can picture it
now
that you say it.
So I do that while I'm DJing, and then I'm like, you know, I DJ backwards as well, so the decks are turned upside down.
Does anyone even notice they're upside down?
Oh, no, I tell them. I tell them. Okay. I'm like, these are backwards. This is really impressive, actually. And if you don't like it, then fuck off. And but the problem is, this year I kept, this is one of the stories I want to tell actually about EP, but I kept like knocking out the power cord because they're backwards. So it's like, the like cables are all over the place. So like the sound just go pew, like four times that happened. And then I would have like an actual like spaz attack on stage. I'd be like, for fuck's sake, like I knew, I fucking, you're an idiot, Donald. Like you're a fucking moron. Like nobody likes you. And then the crowd thought that was very funny. So
they just did it more the next time.
Oh yeah, 100%. But oh, I did it authentically the first time. And then I was like, they're laughing. They like me. So I just kept doing it.
That's really cool that you do electric picnic. Like to, for someone who's not in that scene at all, that seems like a really big deal to me.
So it's okay. It is and it isn't, right? Because it's the biggest festival in Ireland. So there's like, oh my God, I just realized I have to register that I performed at it for IMRO because I'll get royalties.
Very good. Okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
You're so welcome.
Because it's the biggest payout of music I ever get every year. And it's like 100 quid. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to do that. But yeah.
Well, you'll forget again after this, but then when you watch this back, you'll remind yourself again.
Oh, damn it. Like a month later after you bet it, I'm like, fuck, such an idiot. No, so yeah, so basically, right, anyone who plays EP, it can be a really good opportunity, especially if it's like Red Bull stage or Heineken stage or any of those things, right? But there's loads of stages, so there is lots of opportunities there, okay? So I got to play like the Body and Soul stage about 6 years ago, and that was a big deal for me. I was like, okay, well, this is really cool. But then in 2018, I was working with these like hip hop act called Fifth Element, and I was doing like a project called Double Screen, which is like liquid drum bass. So it's not very, like nobody cares about liquid drum bass in Ireland. You know what I mean? Right. Like it's just, it wasn't really a thing. And it was terrible also. But so we kind of took a hiatus as Fifth Element. One of the lads had a kid and we were just like, I wasn't getting any bookings, festival bookings at all. So I got booked in 2018 by a guy called Colin Slattery, who was kind of running like a few open mics and just like a few, the odd club night gig. And basically he's a sound guy and he got asked to be the stage manager of something called the Art Lot stage, which was started by, these two guys called the Glow Depot. They would just go out and hand out glow sticks. And then EP actually were like, hey, do you want to put together like a small little stage? So it's tiny. Like it was literally a porta tunnel, like, you know, the polytunnel for gardening.
No.
Okay. I thought you were very green. You seem like a very gardener person.
No.
You're so relaxed and...
Oh, thank you.
And not anxious.
And just in your mind, people like that are gardeners.
Absolutely. You never see a guy making a rose being like, for fuck's sake. Like,
that's so true.
Isn't it? Yeah, they're like...
That's so true.
I just stung myself. It's okay. Doesn't matter. And then they have a bee landing on them.
They're so like, are you talking about the high thing that flowers grow up, or a long thing?
A long thing. Okay. It's like a long thing. So
I think I can picture what it's small enough.
It's like
I think
a plastic covering.
It's like white. I picture it.
It's kind of like a transparent poly tunnel thing,
so
right?
It's small is what you're getting at.
It's very small, okay. Right? And basically he booked me to play like at the same time as the main act for 1 hour. To DJ, so he could go see the main act. Well, chilling out, you know what I mean. And like there was no, like the decks were really, really old. They were like, I think it was like only CDs and SD cards, and like, you know what I mean. So it was like, but I was just grateful because I could get a free ticket to go to Electric Picnic. And John was there. I was a thundering bitch the whole fucking day. Right, the whole day I was just complaining, being like, "Fuck's sake, I was playing Body and Soul fucking last year, you know." And then I was walking around and I was like, all these fucking guys are just playing fucking shit techno and techno fucking sucks. And everyone hates it. Everyone's here at a festival and they're like, pretend to be really cool, playing like really cool techno. And then I was like, they're all like Berlin wannabes and all this like stuff. And it was a very dark place. But I was like, fuck this. Because I was meant to be doing like relaunching my new Sharpson project, which was just like more club friendly stuff that I could get bookings in Ireland, basically. Right. Because I wasn't getting booked as Double Screen, my first project. So I was like, I'll just fucking release... Easy to make, house and techno, under my own name. Breakbeat, maybe, if people are interested. Bit of garage, who knows? So Sharpson, rebranding, first gig, EP, going to be terrible. And so then I was like, fuck this, right? I went back, I was staying in a house at EP, which is great. And I went back and I put on like tracksuits and I just downloaded like me and John were just talking about when we were growing up, he had like a DJ Sharpie CD, which was like Scooter, Bass Hunter, like DJ Cammy, DJ Rankin, like all of this real kind of happy hardcore, Eurobass, cheesy garbage. And we were just talking about like how when we started, like he was like, I really want to be a DJ. And like, you know, and like I was only what, like 10 or something like that. And we were just obsessed with like trance and like all that kind of just happy hardcore stuff. So I just downloaded all of that. And I got absolutely shit-faced. And then I went and started blaring it out. And I had a microphone. So I was just like, there was a stage right beside us called the Berlin Bunker, which was like the biggest techno DJs ever. And it's meant to be hidden. You're not meant to know where it is. And it was right beside us. So you could just hear like the whole time. So I just got on the mic and was like, fuck all these fucking hipster cunts. These fucking Berlin bastards and all this stuff with a big Dublin accent on me. I'm quite posh spoken, you know.
Yeah.
Glasnevin represent. And you know, so like I just was like fuck all this fucking thing. We're here for like real music. There was like two people there. And then I started just playing like Scooter, like all that like,
you know. I actually would have been so there for that. Yes, that's exactly what, well, this age is group.
The thing, because at Electric Picnic, like, you know, people, it's generally older people. Like going around the festival, like techno was really big at the time. Like, so, and it was really slow techno, like not very melodic. And it's kind of stuff that I don't really like, to be honest with you. And get, you know, not a lot of people do unless they're doing drugs, right? Really, really heavy ketamine, right? So it kind of changed the whole vibe of the festival, in my opinion. Obviously these festival owners know better than me, whatever. But in this time, I do actually think in this circumstance that it's kind of, whenever you're trying to do something creative, I'm sure you know, you're always trying to look for something innovative or something to disrupt like the industry or disrupt ideas or whatever. And sometimes you can just swing and miss totally. Other times you can just be on that perfect point of like the cutting edge of the zeitgeist. What is coming over that horizon where the early adopters can take in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
you accidentally get it right.
You accidentally get it right is what I'm saying. I was so fucking hammered that I downloaded Scooter and Bass Hunter and I was meant to be doing like a lo-fi house, like a live lo-fi house and beep beep beep. And instead I dressed up like a scumbag. And basically, right, I started just saying all this like, and the stage has this little thing called the granny's gaff. So I started DJing when I was 14 at people's gaff parties back in the day. And it was a lot, like, I remember the first ever DJ set that I ever did was, the first ever DJ set that I did for, like, a crowd of people was, I was DJing for a 16th, and I was 14, and I played, like, the first tune was, like, Simeon Mobile Disco, like, Boys Noise, like, Electro House, and they were like, she was like, you need to play Lady Gaga now, or this isn't going to work. And I was like, all right, okay. Because, in fairness, I do, not anymore, but I used to have a very eclectic sense of music, and like I was really into kind of, I suppose, mature music at the age of 14, but I just couldn't understand what everyone else was interested in, but I knew that people liked bangers. So at EP, what happened was, in the shitty polytunnel in the stage that's literally out of nowhere, nobody knows where it is, I just remember like there was like 10 people there, and then I just looked up and there was like 200 like out of nowhere. God. Yeah. And I was like, oh my fuck, like what the hell's happening? And I only had like 24 songs. So I like played them out, and then the stage manager was like, please for the love of God, keep playing. So I just kept playing the tunes over again and then just saying fucking random shit and then like drinking whatever, you know. And then I just started getting this chant going on of like fuck Berlin, this is Glasnevin, like, you know, because all the gaff parties used to be in Glasnevin, you know, or like in Ballymun, or like maybe the odd one in Finglas, but you didn't want to go there, but like all the nice ones were in Glasnevin, right, that I used to DJ at. So we would just get the crowd going like, fuck Berlin, this is Glasnevin, like fuck all those fucking hipster wankers, and it just exploded, and it got like 400 people in there, and then it was like, I think at one stage he said there was like 500 people in there, and it was, yeah, it was like unbelievable. And I played till 6 a.m. played for 6 hours, and then the next day he called me and says, you gotta do that again. So I did it every night of that 2018 Electric Picnic, and it's probably, I've never been prouder of anything I've achieved in terms of music, because it was just a kind of perfect time where I actually did resonate with an audience when I never could before, and I kind of feel like this is back in 2018, And now playing EP this year, 2023, the style of music that I'm hearing every time I'm walking through the stages is that kind of Eurodance-y, like, you know, trancy kind of scootery-esque, Bass Hunter-esque sound. So it was a time where I predicted the right. It was kind of like it's my Bitcoin moment. It was my Big Short kind of thing.
And so does the act still work then? Because there's...
Well, this is the thing. So this year in particular, because I did it 2019 and then I think 2020 COVID, was it? I can't remember.
Yes, 2020 was COVID.
2021 was COVID.
Yeah, I don't know if they had it in 2021. I don't know if they did.
And then 2022,
would have been on in 2022, yeah.
And 2022 was, they were given a way bigger stage. Like huge pyrotechnics ever, and it was the biggest year we had yet. It was incredible.
As in, you were given a bigger stage. Yeah. Oh, very good.
And like the Glow Depot guys, you know. And basically then, like last year was incredible. And it kind of, I don't know, it was like, it was in a weird way. It was too big because I'm kind of like on this massive stage, and
because then it's probably not as ironic.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're getting to it, right? And then as well, I only played two nights, so it's kind of weird because I had work in the morning, and so I had to fly back to London. So it was kind of one of those weird things where it was like, is he on? Or, like, you know, what the hell's going on, right? Because every other, you know, year I was doing it 3 days in a row. And then this year they made the right decision to just do one night on the Saturday, right, at midnight. And it was in the stage is a lot smaller, but like, way nicer. They have like a big screen that like the art lot thing. It was lighting rig. It was incredible. And the whole day I was like, this isn't going to be good because everyone's playing the sound. Everyone's doing the exact same thing. Now they're not getting their bum out like I do, or they're not, you know, calling people. Oh, and here's the other thing. I keep doing this thing where we say like no frigids. So like if you're a frigid, you have to leave. And they're like, and I'm like, always like, I catch them out. I'm like, because they're all on ket, so they don't know what's going on. So I'm like, hands up if you're a frigid. Escort him out. Get him out. No,
that's
fridges.
Actually really funny because I remember that was like the worst thing you could be called. A frigid.
But never start off with that, right? Because.
Warm them up. Get them.
People think I'm saying a different word that rhymes with frigid.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yes. So, because
you've got to introduce the Glasnevin element, the Dublin accent.
Yes, before you can start being derogatory.
Really, yeah, you've got to really set the house party scene. And then they know by context that you're saying frigid.
Yes, and not another horrible word. Yeah, yeah. Because what happened...
You've got to be careful.
One of the years, I came in hot. And I was like, no frigids. And this guy was like, fuck you, man. And I was like, what? No, like it's a joke.
You don't really have
and he's
to
like,
leave.
God, this guy's an asshole, right? And again, we have another story to go into that because I recently was banned from somewhere. Anyway, so the whole thing is as well, I've never done a drug in my life, but I'm pretending I'm always off my face when I'm doing the sets. And this year, I like landed on Friday. I was going to go down the Friday, but it just wasn't really feeling well. And I had like a total migraine the whole Saturday, the day I was meant to be playing. So much so that I missed all my lifts. I play in a band called Yurkos Marcus. I haven't played in ages with them, but I was meant to go down with them and like hang out with them and, you know, see them because they were Body and Soul. It was a really good opportunity for them. And I was so, so ill. So my mammy and daddy had to drive me down to the festival. And I was passed out in the back seat. And I arrived there at 11:30. So my set was at midnight. And
you're there at 11:30 at night?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were like, You can't do this, like, you obviously can't do it. I was like, oh, fine. And the accreditation was closed and everything. I was like, how the hell am I going to get in? Like, it's just, luckily, the security was there and he was like, I think I saw one of the accreditation girls here. Just give me a second. And, like, brought her over. And they didn't think I was going to make it to stage. So they were actually late setting up the party because they were like, oh, no one's here and I'm the last act. So I got there and then as soon as I got on stage, migraine gone instantly, like,
yeah,
totally psychosomatic. And I think it was actually the best year I did yet, because last year I was so hammered and so exhausted from going straight to work to do it that I was like slurring my words and stuff and like just not making sense. Like just being like, I'm on drugs and you're on drugs and you've never kissed a lady in your life, sir. And like it was just really cringy. Like I was looking back at videos and I was like, I can't post.
But to
any
be fair,
of these.
I can't watch back videos of stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
I love
me doing stand up. I can't watch.
I'm an ego. Oh, I'm an egotistical maniac. I watch my stand-up set and Jerry comedy all the time. I'm like, ha! This guy knows what's up. This guy's hilarious. Cutting edge, right in the zeitgeist. But like, they were so cringy. Like I just kept missing, and like, I kept like slurring my words and saying like the wrong things and whatever. But this year, I think because of the lack of alcohol mainly, it was just such a good one. Like, it really was. And the crowd weren't there for like the first 45 minutes. And that was, I was like, yeah, this is it. It's never going to happen again.
Did you say the crowd weren't there?
Yeah, for the first 45 minutes because Fred again was on. I'm not sure if you know who he is, but he's basically like a worse version of Tourist, but for some reason the girls like him, so it's massive.
And so did you think then, recently, like, that you thought, I'm not going to do this again? Nah. Like, yeah.
Like, because everyone else is playing the same sound and, you know, doing the thing. And like, because I could even hear like the Red Bull stage was doing it as well. I was like, fuck's sake, I can't believe it. Like, I was like, ah, well, look, I had, you know, good
had a blast. But then they all filtered in after Frank, did they?
Frank?
did you not say Frank?
Jesus, that fella Frank again, Anne, is he, yeah? Frank once more.
What was he called?
Fred again. Frank. Fucking Frank, man. We went to see Frank there. He was dead.
He told me not to do drugs.
Oh, Claire. You're so out of the loop. Oh, like, God. That's such a mad, that was like the most like anti thing. Like, you were just like, just hold that. My tash, no, she was. And Siobhan, she was at that fella Frank or something, his name was. And she said he was bloody brilliant. And he played all the songs.
Oh, so that. After they came in from Frank for the first time.
For the first time.
And then they came over to you.
And yeah, and it was absolutely magical. It was a 4-hour set, nice and tight. And like, I kept popping out. I kept like hitting out the thing. And there's I keep doing this thing where I'm like, you know, put your fucking hands up. And I'm a religion teacher. You just have to do what I say. But it was cool because in the crowd, it was like, first of all, I saw Chucky Bicky lads, the guys who were on my label. And then I saw like people who we used to teach. And the first year I did it, a lot of the boys that I used to teach, like Leaving Cert level, were at EP, absolutely off their face. And they just randomly saw me. And so they rang every single Tom, Dick and Harry in the school. So all the boys came in and I was like getting them on stage being like, chug, chug. Like all this stuff. And I was like, I teach these boys religion. And they're like, I was finished with the school. It was not a safeguarding issue. All right. They were graduated. They were done. So this year was way tighter, but I kept like, because I played backwards and I'm kind of like standing on top of a table DJing. Sometimes I'll like keep knocking out the sound like all the time. I haven't like 4 times this year. And then I would spaz out and be like, you fucking idiot. Did I say this on the podcast? Or I think we talked before the podcast, didn't I?
You started this story. You said that the first time was a natural and then.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't say. The first time was a natural reaction. And then you like leaned into the reaction after that.
Because people thought it was funny. Because I was actually like, God damn it, you idiot. Like, you're such a loser. Like, the neuroticism was just like oozing out of me. But then people kind of were reacting to that. So, you know, I was like, I'll just play into it. And then every time it would happen, I just started like telling a story about like, and I remember I did one rant and it was probably the best rant I've ever done. I'm basically like a prophet is what I'm saying. I'm like MLK Jr., you know what I'm saying, of dance music. And I basically did like a how to be a DJ in Ireland. And it was like, you got to go to DCU, which I didn't go to. I went to Matter Day, represent. I was like, you got to get a load of rich friends in business society. You got to start up a club night, do the most generic music you can. Sell a load of drugs at it. Get all that money. Learn to DJ if you want. Doesn't matter. Pay a load of people to make your own tunes. Suck a load of dick. Be in the right social circles. You know, bump oldies. Suck on promoters' asses. Bring over big act and then support them. You know, and then I was like, or you spend 15 years playing the rooms of no one. But there's one gig a year where you get to play to a big crowd. And yeah, it was really nice. And I got, especially this year, I got really loads of lovely messages from people in the crowd being like, yeah. I got one from a lad and he was like, my brother like passed away a few years ago, but we used to like listen to all those tunes and like used to do wheelies up and down of English and like all this stuff. I was just like, man, this is exactly what it's about. Like, so yeah, it was unbelievable experience this year. And it really, really was the best one. And I think I kind of nailed the actual performance, which is great. And I'm never usually proud of myself. I'm usually like, fucking idiot, but very proud. But Unfortunately, I did find out that I got banned from an.
Oh my God, where is this going?
I got banned from another festival.
Is it because you said fuck that festival on stage or something?
Kind of. Like, it's not. Oh. Do we have time?
Oh, yeah.
This is, like, so depressing. I've been, like, so down about this recently. And it's so funny because I've been pretending I haven't. You know what I mean? I've been like, I don't care. Like, really care. I really care a lot.
So we have as long as you want. This is great. Until we fill the camera cards.
This is therapy. This is fantastic.
Yes, come into my office and tell me all your problems.
Oh, well, this one's very, like, it's very raw, let's just say.
Okay.
It's very recent. And I think it happened... basically, I begged Claire to be on this podcast. That doesn't exist anymore, apparently. I like walk in here like, I haven't done this in like 5 years. Probably you were the last person. I was like, oh, sorry, I don't follow you on social media.
Well, at least YouTube will stop giving me that message because it says like, it tells you how your last video upload is doing and it says, is doing like number, say, 5 out of 10 for its first 10 days.
Yeah.
Mine now says for its first 500 days.
God, man.
So I'm so glad to have something to upload. So don't worry about it.
Okay, thank God. These social media, man, it's literally like being in a toxic relationship.
I know.
It's so horrible. They're like, why don't you use me anymore? I'm like, because every time I put something up, nobody sees it and all the comments are mean. And they're like, yeah, but you have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, for God's sake.
Oh, well, sure, like TikTok and Instagram Reels and all are like, upload 3 times a day. And I'm like, get fucked. Who has
time? Who has the fucking time? I know a few people that have the time. I'm related to one, but apart from that.
I'm a content creator and I cannot make that much. Yeah. I can't. It's not possible.
I tried to do a TikTok the other day and I was like doing the dance. And no, I'm joking. I wasn't doing the dance. I wasn't having that. But no, I tried to upload
You were scabs laughing.
Yes, yeah, slabs wanting. It's like, this is...
Slav squatting, how did I get that so wrong?
Frank and the Slav squatters.
Yeah, so you were just after seeing Frank, yeah. Oh, God. Okay, so you got banned from a festival. Let's get back on track.
Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Oh, it hurts, right.
How did you find out?
Very, very... See, this is... Okay.
Can you name the festival?
I can't.
Okay.
I prefer not to, be honest.
Can you...
And as well, you got... By the end of the story, you will realise... how much I love and respect this festival.
Okay. Right, okay.
So there is a festival and I loved it and I thought the ethos of the festival was amazing.
And was it a festival in Ireland?
Doesn't matter if it was in Ireland or not. But
I'll just let you lead. You just go for it. All I won't ask any questions.
So I love this festival and I got booked to play it. Now, I got booked to play it twice because I also do an incognito project, right? The reason I do that is because I think I have a big ego, I have a big mouth, bit of a narcissist, yada, yada, yada. Also a bit of tall puppy syndrome going on, but a lot of promoters don't like me, right? And they don't book me. So to get around that, I set up an incognito project with me and 2 other people. And we just play like drum and bass. We dress up in tracksuits. It's like very based off of the kind of Sharpson thing I do at EP. And we're like, it's satire. So like we do like posts about like fucked like techno and like kind of memes and this kind of stuff. And it's very like, do you know what a brand community is? It's where we're like, we're this and you're not this. So we shit on you because of it.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Basically, right. But totally satire, right? And it's fun. Like it's kind of like, it's a lot of fun, right? And it's tongue in cheek and whatever. So... I was playing at the festival as me, and then I was also playing at the festival as this incognito project. And as I said, I've never done a drug in my life, right? But I always pretend I do, you know, because it's funny. And I think people who take drugs are idiots, and they should be made fun of. No. But it's like, saying it on stage, is like, saying I have 4 pills up my arse is probably the funniest thing I could ever do. And getting my bum out on stage is probably my favorite thing. I do belly as well. Have you ever seen belly? It's when you go, belly... Like- and then you slap your belly. I'm not going to do it. But you have to pay for that. Donny fans. So, yeah, anyway. So we were playing at the festival as the Incognito Project, right? And the main stage, I don't know who their stage manager, went over to lower us down because there was bleed happening, right? So right. bleed is like when sound is going
the
from
sound's
the
mix, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they lowered us down loads because the main act was on. Now, you got to realize this is kind of like an independent festival. So when they get the main act, they really want to get everyone there because it's quite a small festival.
Okay.
So makes perfect sense.
So does that not mean the main act is kind of drowning you out then a little bit?
100%. Absolutely. Right. 100%. But I'm totally conscious of that. Knew it was going to happen. And I didn't really care as such because I'd already performed, like, you know, it is what it is. This was our first ever festival slot we ever got booked. And it was kind of like a, you know, it was like, whoa, holy crap, we got this. Like, so it was a great opportunity for us, you know. And then we found out we're going to be on the main, you know, at the main time. It was like, yeah, okay, whatever. Like, so what? We're going to have fun. I wanted to go to the festival anyway. That's a lie. I never like going to festivals. But
yeah, I don't really like going to festivals. I hate them so much. Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I like sleep. And but anyway, I was totally conscious of that. But the problem was two other people, who I'm not going to name, they kept, so you've got like your DJ decks.
Yeah.
And then you've got like your master. So like, so the DJ can't like, you know, blow it all up. And then the speakers are like without, blaring.
Because the master has final control.
It's got compressors and limiters and stuff like that. And these two guys kept being like, what the hell are you doing? Like, look, hire it up. And we were like, the same guy turned us down. And then they kept turning the bloody thing up. So they would turn it up, and then the guy would have to come all the way back from the stage, turn that fucking down. And I was like, look, nothing to do with us. And then your man got super aggressive because he had to come back three times. And there was like internal arguments going on all between these other people while we were performing, right? And then what the guy got like pretty aggressive. Understandably, he's been working there all week,
yeah.
Sleep deprived. He's telling us to lower it down, and then he leaves, and then he hears it going back up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Understandable. And I was literally like, dude, like, I'm really sorry. I'm not touching the master. It's nothing to... And this is while we're playing, by the way.
And the people who are, like, on the masters and the stage managers and stuff are probably working there the whole festival long. They know each other. They're probably like, feckin' John that, again.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're getting mad at each other. Rather, it's not really probably at you, but it's...
Yes,
you're getting 100%. Caught in the crossfire while you're trying to perform.
Absolutely. But I'm also still doing the whole... Fuck those fucking techno guys. So I'm like, these guys are trying to lower us down, and like, we're trying to harden us up, right? Doing the whole shtick. It's because it's a shtick, right?
But your man doesn't know it's a shtick that's coming over to give out
well,
to you.
I thought he did. And in hindsight, it makes a lot of sense. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, one hand, you're like, sorry. And then you're like,
no, yes, no, exactly. And here's the thing, because I was like, Claire, I have the thing. It's on YouTube. We put it up on YouTube. We have the whole set. So I rewatched it to be like, okay, I got to make sure I wasn't being disrespectful to this guy or whatever. Because I was sober. Like, so I was like, I'm pretty sure. Because after the set, I was like, that was great. Like, you know, like, I didn't wasn't thinking about it. I was like, that was fine. And so much so that we, like, the other member of the group, like, edited all the bits where we were, like, calling people out and doing this stuff and put it on Instagram. Like, so we're like, you know, oh, fuck
you. Yeah, you were
it.
Proud
like,
of it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's satire again, right?
Yeah.
So then this year, one of my mates got booked for festival. I was like, oh, like, we didn't get the show for, like, I was like, ah, it's a shame. Like, because, you know, usually for they'll give first acts, like a shot of a festival. And then if you don't really progress or you don't get it, you know, then they're not going to book you again. Do you know what I mean? And in fairness, I had moved. I wasn't really concentrating on the thing. So I was like, ah, oh, it's kind of a shame. I was like, I was hoping maybe I get a show or something or whatever. Like, and then my friend was like, oh, dude, like, just between you and me, like, they said, like, you're a band. And I was like, no way. And he was like, no, like, seriously, like, mention it to the stage manager. He's like, yeah, he said he can't, you know, he's like, I'm not going to book you again. I was like, you're joking, like, no way. So I was like, can I say something to him? Like, can I just clear it up? And he was like, please, like, because it was his first time getting the book and first ever festival saw. So he was like, please, like, don't mention it. So I was like, all right, okay, I'm going to leave it. I'll talk to him after festival. But then, and I'm pissed off at a friend of mine, actually, because they were kind of rubbing it in, right? Then all the artists got an email sent out being like, last year there was an incident of bullying and harassment and all this stuff, right? Perfectly fair enough, understandable, right? And so I just felt like a piece of crap because they were like, there was people on the microphone, you know, being abusive to members of staff and all this stuff, right? And so I was like, So I'd have about four or five people that I send this to me being like, this is definitely about you, like, you know. Then, and as well, one of my mates, like, really, mate is a strong word. But, like, he was like, yeah, I would have done the same. I'm like, dude, come on. You wouldn't have done the same. You know it's a joke. You know it's satire. You wouldn't have banned me from the festival. Like, you wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, it's it's all kind of talk. Like, if you can't, like, see that, it's obviously hysterical. Like, that's kind of on you. But understanding how festivals are run, and as someone who's been in event management scene for a long time, I obviously knew, I was just so worried that this had been totally taken out of context and totally taken out of thing. So I did a very big no-no, Claire.
What's a big no-no?
I contacted the founder of the festival on Instagram, and I just said, look, I know you're really busy because you've got that festival coming on, and I'm really sorry. Because I really like this guy.
Yeah.
And I really like the festival. And the last thing I wanted to do was think that I was ungrateful for the opportunity to play at the festival.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, I just want to clear something up if you have a minute. And he was like, well, I am really busy. I'm down at the site. But just tell me what's up. So I proceeded to leave the most cringy, embarrassing voice messages I've ever left to anyone in my entire life. Now, I do think I explained everything properly, but it was, oh, Claire, it's so bad. I sent it. I was like, just finished the lecture, and I was like, I think that message was grand, was it? And then I listened back, and I was just like, oh my God. And I was like explaining the jokes.
Ew.
And it was like, oh, like, because, like, I say, like, I put pills up my arse, and, like, I've never done a drug in my life, and, like, and I'm like, I'm kind of like Frank Zappa, but, like, oh, but not like I'm saying, like, I'm like Frank Zappa, obviously. Like, and it was just nonsensical. It was really awful. And I'm extremely neurotic. And especially, like, Ireland's very small, especially electronic music, especially...
Well, see, that's the problem in that if you get a bad rep,
exactly,
it could rule you out of future stuff. And 100%. Especially if it's over...
And I've already done that as well. I've already gotten a bad rep already, right? Because people don't know I'm being satirical, right?
Yeah.
So, and also, I'm an arsehole. But apart from that, right? So I've already got that bad rep. And then I was like, I can't ruin this. And I was just worried that the other two people would get a bad rep for it as well.
Yeah.
And most importantly...
Yes, because this was your incognito project, wasn't
exactly,
it? To get away from
the Yeah, because I'd already burned that bridge. And here I was burning Rome as well. Like, so, and there was a big email sent about it. That's how bad it was, right? And the third thing was, I really just hope that the guy thought that I was being serious and was like, fuck this festival. Because I love what they're doing at the festival. Like, and not to get into too much details, but I understand how much of a risk it is to do a festival like this, because Ireland is kind of a bit monocultural and we don't have a lot of diversity when it comes to electronic music genres. So I was really hoping that these guys do well. He didn't write back. So for the next week, I was like going around like, oh my God, this is it. I'm never gigging in Ireland again. I'm done. But I'm not sure if you realize this. Instagram is shit these days and the messenger is really bad.
They cut off after a minute. Did you not know that?
What?
Like, when you send... Did this affect you? Because I've sent voice notes before that I thought were minutes long and they cut me off at
No, but also just, like, I'm just, like, not... Like, John tagged me in something for my birthday and he was like, oh, you didn't, like, respond. I was like, what? And I, like, showed him. It was like, it wasn't coming up at all.
Right.
And, like, messages just aren't being sent. So I checked my desktop app and he wrote back, like, straight away. And he was like, that makes so much sense. I totally understand where you're coming from. Because we kind of heard that there was a group being like really disrespectful.
And they heard it secondhand as well.
They heard it secondhand. Yeah. And we just had a lovely chat about it. And it was like totally, totally understood. And he was like, I got a lot of respect. He was like, I didn't even know you were in that project. Like, and it was really nice. And not to go into too much details about the thing. But I was like, what a fucking legend. Like, what?
Okay, it had a good ending then.
It had a good ending. Only recently, Claire. This this is how literally since this has happened, this podcast would be very different now. Like, fuck those. I don't need Ireland anymore. If they can't take a joke now. And it's funny because all my mates was like, I don't care. Like, I'm so what? Good. I'm glad I'm banned. Rock and roll. And then like,
it is kind of rock and roll, I think.
Yeah, but then not when you're crying into your pillow being like, I'm never going to play in Ireland again. So, yeah. Like, you know, and everyone knows I'm not like, you know, whatever. I'm like a tall puppy. I just pretend to be big, but I'm not. And that sounded very sexual. But
really didn't.
Like a cam. Oh, didn't I? Oh, never mind then. Anyway. So, yeah, anyway. So, I'm like so much more chilled out about it. It was a nice learning experience. And in the voice message, I did say, like, I come from a comedy background. And I was like, what the fuck? I did stand up like 5 times, like max. And then I ate food on YouTube. You fucking idiot. Like,
that is so funny. I didn't even know you did it 5 times.
Exactly. I did the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Thank you very much, actually.
Well, that's actually pretty impressive. Right? So I take back my hearty laugh. I take back a part of it. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so that was a learning experience. But obviously, it kind of doesn't really make sense. So like now I'm like, because I do that as Sharpson.
Yes.
And then I do it as the Incognito Project. That can't happen. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because how can I be incognito doing the exact same thing that I do as me?
Yes.
Do you see what I mean?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. So I need to rejig everything and like think about my life and like, what am I doing?
And maybe you need to like give a nearly like a presser up front and be like, listen,
yeah,
like a press release and be like, I do this on stage.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this kind of stuff.
There you go.
It's a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
And
like there's a video going around of me at EP being like, you've got pills in your arse. You've got pills in your arse. Like, you know, Zombie Nation's playing in the background. You got pills in your arse. So half of me is like, if they don't understand that that's a joke, you know what I mean? Like, if people don't get it. But then again, if you walk into a festival and some guy's like, no fridges, you're like, what did he say? What did he...
But I can see why they thought, like, the very specific. These fuckers are trying to turn us
down. Yeah.
One, I can see where the line got blurred there.
100%. I totally understand.
But I also see why you did it, because it's such a good bit for the crowd.
Exactly.
They're trying to throw us out.
Yes, exactly.
They don't like our music. And then everyone's like...
And it's funny, because in the video, I'm like... like, really, like, very calm. Like, yeah. These fuckers... These assholes there. He's like, what the hell,
yeah,
man?
It's like Jekyll and Hyde on stage.
Exactly.
You're like, yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I know. Oh, jeez, I know. You must be exhausted. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with me. I'm not turning it up or down. These lads are trying to silence us.
Like, I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Who's trying to fucking lock us down? Because I have like a voice modulator on my voice. So it's like, this fucking festival sucks ass. And I'm like surprised. I'm like, I got banned? What?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I got
banned. How did you misunderstand? Do you not get jokes?
These dense idiots. I understand. It's like, I'm such an idiot.
It's so funny.
Oh, but I hope, Jesus Christ, now, I hope this podcast doesn't start more fucking. This is it. I am going to be rebanned. I'm going to get triple banned. And then after it, hey, man, it's a comedy podcast. The voice was just sort of like, look, okay, I do a double satirical thing. So it's kind of like Inception. Not like I'm saying I'm as good as Christopher Nolan. Oh, I'm such an idiot. Oh, I hate myself so much.
Well, at least I've done stand-up like maybe 6 times. So you can say...
I'm like a comedy background, man. Have you ever
heard of
Sherry Comedy? Or the Haypenny Bridge Inn? Oh, God.
Yeah, I was there twice.
And I bombed once, so... Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
So that's a lot of stress, yes, unfortunately. But things are looking... slightly up. Few gigs coming up, few releases coming up.
Nice. So we'll put all your info down in the description.
Yes, absolutely.
And shout out anything you want to shout out.
Yeah, Dom Whiting, he's like a drum and bass guy on a bike. You might see him on TikTok or Instagram or whatever. I supported him last year in the Button Factory. He's coming back on the, let me just double check, pretty sure it's the 21st of October.
Okay.
If you like drum and bass or jungle, please do pop onto that because it's a great year for drum and bass, which is my favorite genre. And it's all independent. He's like, brilliant. Love this guy so much. Then on, I'm actually playing on the 23rd of September. I'm doing my first headline drum and bass gig in the Grand Social, which is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to that.
Nice.
Because, yeah, as I said, everyone in the industry hates me. And so it's nice to actually finally get a good booking. So please come down to that because, as I said, nobody will be there. And that's Drum, Bass and Jungle.
Did you say the 21st of September?
23rd of September.
23rd of September. Jeez, you're putting me under pressure to get this.
Yeah,
it's out in time.
Better get choppy, choppy, choppy.
I like it. I work well to deadlines.
Good. I'm sure the demographic, this is the Venn diagram of people who are interested in drum and bass and then your podcasts, all right? Okay. It'll be fine. As somebody called Fred again, Frank, I think we're going to be fine. And then on the 13th of October, I'm releasing a double single on South Point, and it's called I Loved You and See Each Other. And I've been waiting to get these tunes out for like months, and it's a really, really great label. Like, really nice opportunity. So, yeah, that's kind of like melodic, kind of poppy. It's part of my double screen act, the live act. So, yeah, I can't wait for that. Besides that, I'm just getting the tube, making tunes on the tube, going to work, screaming at kids all day. And then, yeah, 9 to 5. One thing I will say is, you know how we were on the Tri-Channel together?
Yes.
And you know who all the comments are really mean?
Yes, they're so mean.
So mean, absolutely. Some of them are lovely. But, well, I get lovely ones. I don't know what you. But anyway.
If you go back in the Tri-Channel, they're going to be like, is this the lad who told me I had pills at my eyes? This guy called me a frigid energy picnic.
When I was off my face on ketamine. So funny. There was one guy, it was the funniest thing ever. I know him because he would show up every year and he keeps going every single year. He's like, give me the mic. I'm like, no. He's like, I want to sing. I'm like, that's beautiful, but no. And this year, he was so off his face. He came right up and I was like, everybody give it up for, I'm not going to say his name. Let's call him Dickie. Give it up for Dickie, everybody. And I was like, woo. Like, he keeps trying to steal the mic. And then he literally was like, give me the mic. And I was like, no, we've talked about this.
Yeah, you were in character for a second. I'm like, listen.
Hey, Dickie, please.
Relax. Right.
So then I was like, I'll give you a can instead. And he was like, I want to sing, right? And I was like, here's the can, right? Are you ready? And he was like, give me the mic. And I go, I'm going to throw this can at you right now. So are you ready? And he was like, I want to sing. And I was like, I have to throw this can at this guy. He's definitely not going to catch it. And I literally just went like, and it just went, and he was like, what the fuck, man? He got so angry. And I was like, Dickie, I said I was going to give you a can. Like, I thought we talked about this. And he was fuming. And then he like calmed down after a while. But they were like, so this year, stop taking ketamine. Can I just say,
yeah,
can everyone just stop taking ketamine? Like,
It's for horses.
Yeah.
Not and apparently,
18 year old girls who like Frank again.
Oh, God.
So it's, but it, I just noticed it, like, because it's such a big Irish thing at the minute, and it's getting into the UK. The vibe is just so, like, so off. Like, the crowd interaction was cool, but I could tell, like, because I do the chant, like, fuck Berlin, this is Glasnevin. And everyone's just like, doesn't know where they
are.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Fucking take yolks. They're better crack.
Yeah, well, you heard it here first.
That's the message from this podcast. Yeah.
Take yolks. And we should do a PSA.
Place them.
Stop it. Take yolks.
Yes, yeah. Sorry, this is a comedy podcast. We're both from comedy backgrounds. That was a joke.
Why did you bring that up? I'm such an idiot. I hate myself so
anyway,
much.
You were saying that the Tri-Channel comments are mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And everyone, I noticed that, like, towards the end, everyone was like, oh, Donald's on coke. One of the comments was like, this guy's a tweaker. And I was like, I'm not sure if I should be offended. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, I am a tweaker. He's got tweaker energy. Also, the worst thing is drama kid energy. Theater kid energy.
Why?
I don't think I have it, but I can understand why people would say that.
I don't think that's that bad.
I fucking hate theatre kid energy.
Really?
I can't stand it.
I don't think I'd be offended by that. Then again, I'm from a comedy background.
The theatre. Imagine doing a Tri-Channel with like theatre kid energy. Like, you come in.
I feel like you have to have theatre kid energy to be on the Tri-Channel.
It's a fucking YouTube channel. Like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock.
I mean, you're eating stuff. Like,
what are they, do they want us to eat it like how we eat it at home?
Yeah.
In our underwear?
Yeah.
Like, depressed? That would be great, actually. Like,
yeah, they just want people to just not react.
No, exactly, yeah.
No. I took a break there for a bit because there was a point where I tasted Turkish snacks,
uh-huh.
and I said I didn't like them.
You
and
idiot.
Apparently that's really racist.
It's a big no-no in Turkey.
Yeah, and it was like really culturally insensitive to say you didn't like Turkish stuff. The comments were so mean, though. It wasn't just like you're racist and culturally insensitive. It
yeah.
was also like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So I took
it's
a break.
Like, she's got weird tits. I saw that
no,
once.
No, but
in the
that would have
like,
been good. I actually thought that one would have been funny. But they, yeah, so I took a small break, but I'm back now.
Yay, way to go.
So,
take that,
yes.
Turkey.
Yeah, I'm going to double down on how much I hate your shit.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's pretty crazy. But I think, like, people are coming around to being like, yeah, like, you know, people are.
I must say that sometimes when I watch, like, Americans try Irish stuff, I do get it because I'm like, why are you eating it wrong? And
yeah,
then I'm
yeah.
like, what am I doing?
Wait, you become what you hate. Yeah. And I have to say, man, like, God bless the Tri Channel, because, I mean, part of me thinks they've ruined my music career in a sense, and I'll explain why if you want.
Yeah.
Part of me is also, like, because of the large Instagram following, I think I get, like, loads of opportunities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's, okay, this is why it's ruined, like, I love the people who love the Tri Channel, and I like, especially the ones who like me, and I get lovely messages from people, and it's great, and it's positive reinforcement, and it validates me as a person. That can be bad because it means you got a big ego like this guy. But also, it's also nice to know that people love these videos and that they get solace in these videos. Like, I love Red Letter Media and I get like so much like, you know, peace from watching those videos. And like for me to be able to say to those guys like, oh, thank you so much for all that great content. I do understand that feeling.
I have no idea what that is. Does that matter?
It's just a YouTube channel. But right, gotcha. They review movies. But like, I remember one girl like came up to me in Edinburgh actually and she was like, I lost my brother like this year and he used to just watch your videos like, you know, and she was like, I just want to say I love them. And I was just like, oh my God, this is, you know, that's kind of what it is. So I really, really love the fan base. Incredible. And I do understand it. I do understand that fan base of something so consistent and, you know, you kind of get to know the people and whatever. Unfortunately, though, I think it's kind of ruined my music career or John Sharp's and I can't decide because, what happens is I get a lot of followers, probably about like 70% of them would be from the Tri Channel, maybe. I don't know, not so much anymore.
Yeah.
But definitely.
And therefore, they're not people who are going to buy tickets to your shows because they're in America.
Because they're in America.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And not only that, but like generally people interested in American electronic music, drum and bass or what I do, I do all sorts of music, generally doesn't translate. Like it helped when I was making a tech house tune because that's big in America. But drum and bass is like the Venn diagram again. Tri-Channel fans, drum and bass. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and you're like, and I mean this with peace and love, you're a tough follow if you're not into that kind of music.
Absolutely,
sometimes
yeah.
I'm like, oh, that looks cool, but I have no idea
what's
happening.
No idea what the hell is going on. Yeah. Or like, yeah, exactly. And like, so my fan base is primarily music producers. Not so much like DJing or people interested in like the club scene. I fucking hate the club scene. I'm not involved in it at all. I don't barely go clubbing. I get migraines for Christ's sakes. Like it's just, you know, I'm more interested in music production. So that can really mess up your algorithm as well. Because if you have like, I don't know how many you have, but if you have like 15,000 followers and then you put up a post about like something about music production, 10 people are going to like it. That's obviously going to sabotage your...
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
No, that makes sense, yeah.
And then the other aspect as well is, I wish John would change his second name.
People are searching Sharps
and yeah, and then
him.
They're getting some weird TikToker. Seems slightly built and very tanned with beautiful almond skin. Ah, God, I love my brother, but
and he's very good at DIY.
Is I don't get that reference.
Was he not doing house DIY videos for a while?
Claire, if you think I look at his social media, you're greatly mistaken. He sent me a lovely message for my birthday. It was so nice. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's your brother.
He is my brother. But his social media social media content is cancer.
Okay, it's not for you. But it's not your cup of tea.
You're correct. Just like mine isn't for him.
Yeah.
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 But mine has integrity. No, I'm just I'm so mean. I'm so mean.
You're so going to message me later and be like, sorry, can we actually cut it?
No, he no, podcast. I said to him. I said something so mean to him.
Delete the file.
I said something so mean to him today. It was so funny. But he thought it was really funny. Because John loves jokes. And he's going to watch this and think this is hilarious. But I said, in anger. It's like, the only reason you're not on OnlyFans is a testament to you having a small dick. Which I'm guessing is the case.
So good. You called him a sellout.
A sellout.
And then
also said he had a small dick.
Penis yeah. size. Yeah. You'd sell out if your dick was bigger. Exactly. Is what you just said.
Probably the best thing I've ever said.
That's
and as well, I kind of said it in anger, and then both of us. It was amazing. But let's talk about you. What's going on with you? I've been talking for so long. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good.
Not much going on, really.
Did you enjoy the break?
Yes, but I'm glad to be back at the same time.
Because I love doing it.
I do love doing it.
And it's like, you're with friends, you know, it's
yes.
like, yeah. And it's not until I stop doing it. I really do miss it. And I like, it's actually nice now because I find I'm like reaching out to Sean and Colin more to hang out with them.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Outside of, yeah, being on camera.
Because
yeah.
I kind of realized that I actually did miss them. And like, I missed hanging out with the, you know, the crew. And yeah, and they're just good guys. And I miss Kelly as well. I haven't seen Kelly in ages.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's like, we've been doing it for so many years now.
Yeah.
And it's still trucking away.
Still trucking away. Mm. People are mad keen to watch other people eat stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
I always say this, like, I always joke. Well, it's not even a joke. That sort of content is not for me. I'll be in it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Watch it.
No, I actually find people eating gross. Like, I have an icky tummy. Like.
And actually, I was thinking about you a while back. I think about you often, actually, when I'm in Try, because you hate the noises and the vomiting and the burping and stuff. And I'm always like, I wish Donald was here. Anytime.
I have gotten pissed off in shoots because people are burping.
Which is amazing, yeah.
Yeah, which is so funny because it's like, if I've fired constantly. So and I'm like, get over it, you nerd. And then they're like, I'm like, oh, fucking Shannon, Jesus.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah, because I think I was in for Disgusting Shots recently enough that I don't think is out yet. I'm not sure. But,
oh, God.
Yeah. I was like, wish Donald was here.
Oh, God. Yeah, good times.
That's the thing, when you're in a shoot like that, you're like, man, didn't miss that much.
Yeah.
But when you're in for donuts, you're like, yeah.
Absolutely. We're in it. Yeah, it's like, it's such a good job. Yeah, it's nice. I miss doing it. All right.
Well, it's good to catch up with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're doing
well. I begged you to restart.
You didn't
beg
me, to be fair. You said, hey, I'm available. And I went, yes, absolutely. And didn't tell you
the
podcast.
Because I've been doing it weekly.
Because I've been doing this. I've never taken a break.
So I hope we got some good content out.
And have you plugged everything you want to plug?
Let me think. 23rd of September, Grand Social, drum and bass gig. My first headliner as a drum and bass act, which is very nice. Then the 13th of October, See Each Other, I Loved You, coming out on South Point. Please do check it out. Follow me on Spotify. That would actually mean a lot. If you just listen to the tunes. And then the 23rd, I think it is, of October, Saturday, Dom Whiting, Centre Point. I'm on support. It's going to be a sellout, so get your tickets now. There we go.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks, Claire. You're a star. Cool.
Sweet.
Sweet. Happy days.